Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today, I have a freeform question for you. What is the first line treatment for urgency incontinence? And the answer would be bladder training. So it's non-pharmacologic at first, and then you can use an anti-muscarinic afterwards. Let's briefly talk about the different types of urinary incontinence. This sometimes trips me up in boards questions. So first, let's think about stress urinary incontinence. With stress incontinence, there's going to be leaking of the bladder with Valsalva maneuvers or anything that increases intra-abdominal pressure. And that's really due to weak pelvic muscles. And the preferred treatment is, once again, non-pharmacologic. You can use Kegel exercises, a pessary, and last line, you would actually just use surgery. Now for urgency, like we said in the question, this is when there's a sudden need to void. And that's really due to a hyperactive bladder muscle. So with stress incontinence, it's weak pelvic muscles. And then with urinary incontinence, that's going to be a hyperactive bladder muscle. And with urgency, that is going to be due to, think about it, it's autonomic. This is a problem with autonomic because you can't really control a hyperactive bladder. It's hard to. That's why anti-muscarinics help a lot. Bladder training helps put you on a schedule. And the other types of incontinence are much less common, and you're going to see them a lot less often on the boards. That's going to be mixed and overflow. Usually in a test question, they're going to try and get you down to stress versus urgency. So remember what the causes are, the symptoms, as well as the first line treatments. Alrighty, thank you so much for joining in today. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlash Go question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.